wonderful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story A Bunny Playing with a Dog by David M.
My name is David. I am 6 years old and I live in McDonald. The name of my story is A Bunny Playing with a Dog. There was a bunny named Bun. He was friends with a dog named Hot Dog. Every day, Hot Dog and Bun played together. But one day, Bun went to outer space with a rocket ship while Hot Dog stayed on Earth. Hot Dog missed Bun. After some time, Bun returned. He had spent so long in space and wanted to make it up to Hot Dog. He invited Hot Dog to a party. Hot Dog went. He invited Hot Dog to a race. He went. "That was fun," he said. Bun kept inviting Hot Dog to one thing or another. Hot Dog got tired of all the playdates. The next one, Hot Dog didn't go. They were to go to the beach. Bun got upset. He went to see Hot Dog. "Hot Dog," he shouted, "it's time for our playdate." Hot Dog ignored Bun. He didn't say a word. He ignored Bun all week long. Then Hot Dog felt bad. He went to see Bun. "I'm sorry, but you kept choosing the playdate without asking what I wanted to do," Hot Dog said. "I'm also sorry. I should have asked," said Bun. "What do you want to do?" Hot Dog smiled. "Play video games?" They played video games and then soccer. They took turns choosing their playdates, and that's friendship.
Was a selfish little bun. I left my best friend, wished I hadn't run to outer space. Came back and thought I'd take him to a race. Kept inviting him to play. So many different things to do each day. Until he said, "So long, what had I done wrong?"
"Never ask me what I like."
"I'm really sorry, we don't have to hike. I want to learn how best friends always take turns."
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
Once upon a time, there was a princess that lived in a beautiful kingdom. This princess's name was Layla, and she lived in the kingdom of... There were lots of animals and flowers throughout the kingdom. The castle was... In her castle, Layla had lots of princess duties. Because of her duties, she didn't have time for friends. Whenever she was at home, she had to take... classes, and had to do a lot of... Every single day, she would stare out the windows of her bedroom and wish for a friend. One day... Layla had to go shopping for her father, King. He wanted her to go to the local bakery and buy some. As she made her way out of the castle walls, she passed the kingdom's local school. Seeing all of the children playing made her very sad. All of the other children were playing and didn't pay any attention to her. She walked away and sniffled. When she entered the bakery, the smell of vanilla hit her nose. She walked over to the counter and rang the shiny bell. It almost sounded like... It chimed through the entire store, and she jumped at the noise. "I'm coming!" shouted a tiny girly voice. Layla watched as a young girl around her age appeared from the back room. This girl had... and dark blue eyes. She smiled as she saw Layla. "What can I help you with today?" she asked. Layla told her she wanted what she wanted, and she asked her what her name was. "My name is Dawn," she replied. While Dawn was waiting on Layla, she started talking about They found out that they had the same favorite animal. Layla smiled and asked Dawn what some of her favorite things were. She found out that Dawn loved and... I have some of those back at the palace, Layla cried. She then asked Dawn if she would like to come to the castle and play. Dawn called back and asked her mother if she was allowed to go. Only if you're home by 6, her mother shouted back. Dawn nodded and said, let's go. Dawn and Layla skipped the entire way back to the palace. When they got to the palace, Layla took Dawn up to her bedroom and pulled out all of her board games. They sat on her carpet and played a million games. While they were finishing up a game of, Dawn realized that it was probably time for her to go home. Layla and Dawn hugged, and Dawn said, let's hang out again tomorrow. You're my best friend now. Layla smiled and agreed. Many hours later, Layla laid in her big plushy bed and thought about her new friend. The palace did not seem as lonely now, and Layla realized how important it was to have a friend. She could not wait for tomorrow.